ಅಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಂಜನಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮೀಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯಮನೋಧಿಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೇ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪಕದಾಮಯಹಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ. ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೋ ಶ್ರೀಯುತಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೂನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗ್ರಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗಣಾರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಹಗಣಾಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಂಶ. ನಮೋ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪೃಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮೀತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ. ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತಿದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೇ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯದೃಶತಾರಿಣೇ ವಂಶಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೇವ ಚ ಪ್ರತೀತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ವೃಂದಾವೇ ತುಳಸೀದೇವ್ಯೈ ಪ್ರಿಯಾವೇ ಕೇಶವಶ್ಚ ಚ ಕೃಷ್ಣಭಕ್ತಿಪ್ರದೇ ದೇವೀ ಸತ್ಯವತ್ತೈ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ನಮೋ ಮಹಾವದನ್ಯಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯತೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯಾನಾಮ್ನೇ ಗೌರತಿಶೇ ನಮಃ. ಆಜಾನುಲಂಬಿತಭುಜೌ ಕನಕಾವದಾತೋ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನೈಕಪಿತರೌ ಕಮಲಾಯತಾಕ್ಷೌ ವಿಶ್ವಂಭರೌ ದ್ವಿಜವರೌ ಜುಗಧರ್ಮಪಾಲೌ ವಂದೇ ಜಗತ್ಪ್ರಿಯಕರೌ ಕರುಣಾವತಾರೌ. ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧು ದೀನಬಂಧು ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಂತ ರಾಧಾ ಕಂತ ನಮಸ್ತುತೆ. ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಂಗೀ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರೀ ವಿಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವೀ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೇ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರಿಯಾದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ್ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಓಂ ನಮಃ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮಃ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮಃ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತದೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇತ್. ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತೀ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕೀ. ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 4 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 4 ಸತಿ ಕ್ವಿಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 24. Maitreya Vacha Itya Dhare Daksamanu Dhyasatruhan Kita Budhichim Nisasada Santavak Sprishtva Jalam Pita Dukula Samrita Nimilya Drigyoga Patham Samabhisat Maitreya Uvacha Itya Dhare Daksha Manudya Satruhan Kitabudichim Nishasada Santavak Sprishtva Jalam Pita Dukula Samrita Nimilya Drigyoga Patham Samabhisat Maitreya Uvacha Itya Dhare Daksha Manudya Satruhan Kita Budhichim Nishasada Santavak Sprishtva Jalam Pita Dukula Samrita Nimilya Drigyoga Patham Samabhisat Maitreya Vacha Itya Dhare Daksha Manudya Satruhan Kita Budhichim Nishasada Santavak Shrishta Jalam Pita Dukula Samrita Nimilya Drigyoga Patham Samabhisat Maitreya Uvacha Nimilya Satruhan Kita Budhichim Nishasada Santavak Kita Jalam Pita Dukula Samrita Nimilya Drigyoga Patham Samabhisat Matajis Itya Dhare Daksha Manudya Satruhan Kita Budhichim Nishasada Santavak Sprishtva Jalam Pita Dukula Samrita Nimilya Drigyoga Patham Samabhisat Itya Dhare Daksha Manudya Satruhan Kita Budhichim Nishasada Santavak Sprishtva Jalam Pita Dukula Samrita Nimilya Drigyoga Patham Samabhisat Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada ki Maitreya Vacha Maitreya said Iti Das Adhvare in the arena of sacrifice दक्षम टू दक्ष अनुद्य स्पीकिंग शत्रुहन ओ इनहेलेटर ऑफ एनिमीज क्षितौ ऑन द ग्राउंड उदीचिम फेसिंग नॉर्थ निशसाद सेट डाउन संतवाक इन साइलेंस स्पृष्ट्वा आफ्टर टचिंग जलम वाटर पीत दुकूल समृता ड्रेस्ड इन योलो गार्मेंट्स निमिल्य क्लोजिंग दृक् दिभीजन योगपथम द मिस्टिक योग प्रोसेस समाविशत बिकेम एब्जॉर्ब्ड ट्रांसलेशन मैत्रेय दि सेज टोल्ड विदुर ओ इनहेलेटर ऑफ एनिमीज व्हाइल दास स्पीकिंग टू हर फादर इन द एरिना ऑफ सैक्रिफाइस सती सेट डाउन ऑन द ग्राउंड एंड फेस्ड नॉर्थ ड्रेस्ड इन सफ्रॉन गारमेंट्स शी सैंक्टिफाइड हरसेल्फ विथ वाटर एंड क्लोज्ड हर आईज टू एब्जॉर्ब हरसेल्फ इन द प्रोसेस ऑफ मिस्टिक योगा प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी मैत्रेय दि सेज टोल्ड विदुर ओ इनहेलेटर ऑफ एनिमीज व्हाइल द स्पीकिंग टू हर फादर इन द एरिना ऑफ सैक्रिफाइस सती सेट डाउन ऑन द ग्राउंड एंड फेस्ड नॉर्थ Dressed in saffron garments, she sanctified herself with water and closed her eyes to absorb herself in the process of mystic yoga. Purport. It is said that when a man desires to quit his body, he dresses in saffron garments. This is not for us. Therefore, it appears that Sati changed her dress, indicating that she was going to quit her body given by her father Daksha. Daksha was Sati's father, so instead of killing Daksha, she decided that it would be better to destroy the body of destroy the part of his body which was hers. Thus, she decided to give up the body of Daksha by the yogic process. Sati was the wife of Lord Shiva, who is known as Yogeshwara, the best among all yogis, because he knows all the mystic processes of yoga, so it appeared that Sati also knew them. Either she learned yoga from her husband, or she was enlightened because she was the daughter of such a great king as Daksha. The perfection of yoga is that one can give up one's body or release oneself from the embodiment of material elements according to one's desires. Yogis who have attained perfection are not subject to death by natural laws. Such perfect yogis can leave the body whenever they desire. Generally, the yogi first of all becomes mature in controlling the air passing within the body, thus bringing the soul to the top of the brain. Then when the body bursts into flames, the yogi can go anywhere he likes. This yoga system recognizes the soul, and thus it is distinct from so-called yoga process for controlling the cells of the body, which has been discovered in the modern age. The real yoga process accepts the transmigration of the soul from one planet to another or one body to another. And it appears from this incident that Sati wanted to transfer her soul to another body or sphere. This is a very interesting verse. While starting his commentary, Srila Prabhupada starts his commentary saying, it is said that when a man desires to quit his body, he dresses in saffron garments. This is actually acharyas are commenting like this on this word. Sprishtva jalam pita dukula samritam. Samrita. Why did Sati dress herself in pita garment, in yellowish garment? Because that is the process. If somebody desiring to give up his body, he is advised to dress in saffron garment. So why, what is happening, that is none of our business. So here, point is, we know Sati, in spite of her husband's denial, she decided to come to attend the sacrifice which was being conducted by her father Daksha. And when she arrived there, then she was not greeted well. Her father didn't greet her well. Of course, she was the beloved daughter of her father. She was expecting, okay, my father, he didn't invite my husband, still I can come. And after coming, oh, she can see, even now my father also even doesn't like to pay any attention to me. Even though she got some respect from her mother and other relatives, but she was not happy. And she became more sad when she saw there was no place, no share for her husband in the sacrifice. So at that time, she decided to give up her body. So why did Sati decide to give up her body? Because Sati is a chaste wife. As a chaste wife, she cannot tolerate the insult of her husband. Somebody may ask, Sati was, you know, Lord Shiva's husband, who is Yogeshwara, and Lord Shiva, he's not even like his position is not on the level of even other demigods. He is by far superior. So, well, Sati came, she saw that her husband was insulted, there was no share for her husband. She could easily go back to her husband. Her husband could easily maintain her, give her peace and satisfaction. So, why did she decide to give up her body? Isn't it? It's a general question. That when her husband is so capable to maintain her, why did Sati decide to give up her body? The point is, Sati is considering, if I go back to my husband, then maybe sometime my husband will address me, O Dakshayani, O daughter of Daksha. Out of jest, he may address me like this. And when he will address me like this, it will remind me about my gotra, my father, that I am coming from such and such personality who is an offender of my husband. And that will be really very painful for me. And in that situation, I will not be able to hold my life as a chaste lady. So she is thinking, no, better not to hear such kind of words from my husband. I'll just end my life here to give him a good lesson. To who? To Daksha. So in this way, here she is doing certain things. What she is doing? Anudya Satruhan. She thus spoke, speaking to her father in the arena of sacrifice. What did she do? She sat down, and before sitting down, she put on saffron garment and she did achaman. So why she is doing like this? Because yoga patham samavishat. Her process of giving up body is not like ordinary people, they just want to give up their body. She is following the process of the yoga, yoga patham. The yogis, they give up their body. This process has been explained in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that is Sadhya Mukti Pantha, and two processes are explained. Sadhya Mukti Pantha, instant process of liberation. He has defeated Sad Ripu, six enemies, they are accompanying us. So he is reminding, oh, you are such an elevated person. Even the demigods, they find it is very difficult to conquer the six enemies. And you have very easily conquered these enemies. How did he do it? How he could do it? Because he was the devotee of the Lord. So here the message is that by addressing Vidura as Satruhan, he is giving the message that anybody, even if he may be in the level of the demigods, without being devoted to the Lord, without taking to the path of devotional service, it will not be possible for them to conquer the six enemies who are eternally staying with us. So here, then why? What is the message for Sati? Why he is addressing here as Satruhan? Means he is saying that my father, he has become an enemy actually. Now I am going to destroy him. Why he is considering her father has become an enemy? Because her father has offended a great Vaishnava who is her husband. So she cannot tolerate it. And that's why anybody who condemns a Vaishnava, he is an enemy. So here Sati, according to scripture, she can kill her father. Srila Prabhupada is saying, thus she decided to give up the body of Daksha by the yogic process. She decided to give up the body of Daksha. How did she give up the body of Daksha? By giving up her own body. Because she had received body from Daksha. That's how, according to scripture, her body or the son's body is considered as the body of the father. Like when someone asks, like a boy or girl, whose son or whose daughter are you? They immediately speak out their father's name, right? This is common in the world. Because they have received this body from the father. I am son of such and such, or I am daughter of such and such. They don't tell that, you know, They don't tell mother's name actually. Even the mother is Garbhadharini. But this is a tradition. This is what the message is given in the Shastra. So she is thinking that if I give up my body which I have received from my father, then it will be considered that I have killed him, because I cannot kill my father. So here, few things like, as I brought up this point in the beginning, that Sati, she could go back to her husband's house and stay with her husband Shiva. Why she didn't do that? So here I made this point that she was a chaste lady. Because she was a chaste lady, that's why she wanted to follow her chastity, of her religion of chastity. So here in Bhagavad Gita it is said that Sreyan Swadharma Viguna Paradharmat Swanishthitat Swadharma Nidhanam Sreya Paradharma Bhayavaha. So Prabhupada is explaining that it is better to engage in one's occupation. Actually, this verse is being repeated twice in Bhagavad Gita. Very important actually. Like Manmanabha Madhbhakta, this Sreyan Swadharma Viguna also repeated twice in Bhagavad Gita. It is better to perform one's own occupation, even if it is imperfectly performed, than to perform others' duty perfectly. And it's very important. People may say, actually, modern world is running on this conception of it is better to perform others' activity perfectly than performing your own activity imperfectly. That is how you can see why I am making this comment. You can see this present world, how it is promoting the idea of breaking the chastity of the girls. Fathers, they do not have the idea of training the girls in their swadharma. What a girl supposed to do when she is going to go to her husband's house? If she is not trained up in chastity, whatever she does, that will end up in a great fear. What is this? Very simple example. Now father is thinking, now my daughter is very much qualified. She has taken so much of education. She should be sent to the service place. And what he is doing? He doesn't bother to send her daughter out of her house to another city. And where? Who is her protector? She herself is her protector. Right? When she is working in another city, maybe the same day, husband was very much chastised by the boss and wife was also very much chastised by the boss. Then they come back home and each other they start fighting. Why? Because they are pressurized. And here what wife is doing? She is following others' duty. A girl is supposed to follow her own occupation of taking care of the household activities, taking care of the children, taking care of the husband, taking care of the elderly personality at home. That is her. She is mother actually. Why in Vedic culture, ladies are addressed as mother? Mother means shelter. They can give shelter to everybody. How she can give shelter? When you are sending her to work, like, you know, 8 hours a day, and she is totally frustrated and stressed. And when she comes back home, again you want something from her. This is completely, you know, nonsense. It doesn't make any sense. On the other hand, oh, you don't know, we are maintaining such a high standard family life because we have to go to this supermarket every day. Because supermarket is very expensive, just to maintain that standard, we need to work, both of us need to work. If you don't work, we cannot support our standard. Oh, human form of life is to maintain standard according to the, on the basis of supermarket. No. So then she cannot be a chaste wife. She cannot be focusing on the method of giving shelter to the rest of the family members. So this is what it is very sad we can see in this world today, that a father who is supposed to give protection to his daughter, or husband who is supposed to give protection to his wife, instead of considering that aspect, they don't feel shy to send their daughter or wife to work, even not in the same place, even out of the city. Sometimes it happens. Husband is in one city, wife is in another city working. They hardly get opportunity to meet with each other. So then, at that time, husband is demanding, what? You're supposed to be serving me. You don't know what is your religion? Do you know what is your religion, my dear sir? You asking? He doesn't know what his religion is. And he is asking her, you know this Daksha's daughter Sati, how she was, you know, so devoted to her husband. She couldn't tolerate her husband. Common, isn't it? This is very common. So that's why she is forced to do that. And who is promoting that? Husband is allowing that, or father is allowing that. When somebody is going to attend a call letter from a company, they are very much, you know, careful about how they are dressed and how they have, you know, make up themselves to go and face the interview. Because that is also a plus point to win the interview. So in that way, you are promoting her to go and mix with other people where she is getting the opportunity to hear all these mundane talks, or they glorify somebody, blaspheme somebody, then maybe she is hearing some qualities which her husband has in the company of her company mate. Then what happens? That creates a bitterness to her husband. Oh, my husband is also like that. My husband is also like this. Whereas she is supposed to be adopting the circumstance in which her husband is prevailing. But when she is going to work in her working place, that rule is broken completely. And afterwards, what it is said? Oh, you are not following your husband. So, the point is, people without knowing the standard of the society, or without knowing their own duty, they simply blame others. And not only they simply blame others, even sometimes they don't bother to quote scripture even just to satisfy their desires. So this is very sad. We would say that at least in our society, we should understand these principles, how the what should be the actual practice of the father or husband, or what is the activity, or what is the duty a daughter is supposed to be doing, or a household wife is supposed to be doing. And if they are trained up in their duty perfectly and they are engaged in that way, then there will be less threat to other things. So I would stop here, unless anybody has some question or comments what we just discussed. If something kind of, you know, very bitter, or you cannot relate to, you can ask me. Or if it is correct, then just accept it with all your hearts and try to promote it, I would say. Forget about outside world. What the outside people are doing, we are not worried about that. We are worried about protecting our society.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, can you put some light on how when one follows Vedic life, he can progress in Krishna consciousness faster?
Like you see, you are asking this a very general question, like how when somebody follow Vedic life, he can advance in Krishna consciousness. Actually, I can quote this same verse which we are studying in Bhakti Vaibhav. Neha jat karma dharmayo na viragaya kalpate na tirtha padasevayai jivan api mritahisa. So here this verse explains the positive aspect of following Vedas and also the negative effect of following Veda or not following Veda. So here it is said that Neha jat karma dharmaya, neha jat karma dharmaya na viragaya kalpate. Anyone whose activities are not meant for religious life, means if they are not following Vedas. When it comes to religion, means they are following Shastra. Okay. Somebody may say, yes, they are following Shastra, they are doing everything. But here it says, we have to understand what is the intention behind following Shastra. If we say just following Shastra, it is not enough. Following Shastra means the intention behind. That's why Srila Prabhupada has named the society Krishna consciousness. Your consciousness is more important behind what you do. Okay. So then, how it is acting, see, behind your consciousness actually. When consciousness is properly fixed in the understanding, then how the path for liberation is open. So what he should do? He should follow the Vedic injunctions in such a way that will lead him to spiritual life. Okay. Here, we can take an example. So, following Shastra.
The woman, if she follows Vedic life.
Will she follow?
If she follows the Vedic lifestyle, a woman, how it is beneficial for her to progress in her Krishna consciousness?
So very simple. Okay, very good. You are asking me a very particular question. If a wife, she follows Vedic lifestyle, what does it mean? Means for a wife to follow Vedic lifestyle means to become loyal, faithful and affectionate to her husband. This is a very general principle. This is a general principle for a household wife. Okay. So then when she is faithful, loyal and affectionate to her husband, what does she gain in return? When she is serving with love and attention to her husband will feel loyal to her wife, then all the good qualities in her husband will automatically transfer to his wife. Like in case of Kardama, we see Kardama Muni was so well attained by Devahuti. Because Kardama Muni was a devotee of the Lord, he had seen Lord face to face. That's how he had great fortune. That favor was automatically given to Devahuti, even though Devahuti didn't perform any austerity. This is the proof that if a wife, she simply follows her husband, of course in this case husband has to be real husband, not that just ordinary husband. But we are just, because the question is about how a wife can perfect her life in Krishna consciousness by following her Swadharma or following Veda. So this is one aspect. So then what happens? She just simply follows her husband. And what happened in case of Devahuti? When Devahuti found that her husband was going to leave, then she requested her. At that time only she is saying this verse, that even if somebody is following religious, ritualistic performances, but that does not rise him to renunciation. So again here, she is so much so loyal and faithful, affectionate to her husband for what? Because she will get some enjoyment from her, from him? No. With an intention, vairagya. Then automatically that good thing from her husband will transfer to her heart. And that happened in case of Devahuti. Means this is my service, this is my duty. Because my husband is a Krishna conscious person and I am just helping him in his Krishna consciousness. Then that will lead her to vairagya, means detachment. Okay. Then, if by serving husband, she is not coming to the vairagya platform, then she will not be able to come to the platform of attaining service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is what it is said in the next. But if somebody on the level of vairagya or renunciation, but that does not lead him to accept the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even though he is breathing, he is as good as dead. Although he is breathing, he is dead. So point is, if we follow the Vedas like Devahuti, she followed and she served her husband, as a result of which she got a very qualified son. In the absence of her husband, that qualified son instructed her, protected her, not only while she was living in that body, but he gave protection to her even after she gave up that body. That sort of a trust, that sort of instruction she could receive. So now you can see. Of course, when they are following this Vedic lifestyle, then they will be performing all their activities together. In our society, they perform Mangala Arati together. They, you know, prepare bhoga for the deities. As I was explaining in the class, Srila Prabhupada says that even if a householder is staying in the grihastha ashram without taking sannyas, still he can perfect his life. What does it mean? Means he can be as good as a sannyasi. Means he can also be able to submerge or meditate. He will be able to focus his mind 24 hours a day on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Means he is as good as sannyasi. That's why for him there is no need of living in house. So what they are going to do? What is their shastric activities? What are the things they are going to do? So they just do Mangala Arati at home. After that, husband is going to work or business, whatever, service. Then she is at home, she is cooking, she is offering the bhoga to the deity. Very simple, it sounds very simple. But the simple thing can give us highest thing. The thing is whether we are accepting in our mind or not. Then at the same time, she is taking care of her children. Husband comes back home. What she is doing? She is giving her prasadam. Then, you know, both of them spend some time sitting together and chanting, spend some time together studying Krishna book or other scriptures. Srila Prabhupada says, if they do these four things, deity service, then offering bhoga to the deity and taking prasadam, then third thing, chanting, fourth thing, studying, if they do these four things, there is no need for husband to take sannyas. They can perfect their life. So that means they are following Veda. While they are following, they are already in the goal. They are not in the means actually, they are in the goal. Means while doing these things for Krishna, we have seen in our society many devotees, they become attached to the Lord. They feel like, you know, knitting dresses for the Lord. They feel like doing some nice preparations for the Lord, because they feel like, oh, he is eating. Actually, he is eating. So in that way, already they are perfect by following such kind of Vedic lifestyle. So there is there should not be any doubt that by following Vedic lifestyle, our life will not be perfect. As we say, what we will be doing when we go to the spiritual world? We will be doing the same thing, cooking for the Lord, preparing garment for the Lord, singing for the Lord. These are the things we will be doing in the spiritual world only. So, this is what I could say in my experience. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. You have a question?
You just mentioned the six enemies, and Krishna is the origins of Adi Rasa. So lust is the biggest enemy of all the jiva. Can you say something, how as a devotee practicing Krishna consciousness, the lust is there, and how can everyone can praise properly of the sex desire while practicing Krishna consciousness?
What is that prayer by Narottam Das Thakur? He is saying, Krodha Bhakta Vyasijane Kam Krishna Karmarpane. Yes. Kam Krishna Karmarpane Krodha Bhakta Vyasijane Lobho Sadhu Sange Harikatha. So this is what Narottam Das Thakur is saying. I am just repeating his words. He is saying, Kam Krishna Karmarpane. We were discussing in our class that if somebody facing some trouble in that area, what he should do? They should personally be engaged in the service of the Lord. So one of the things they can do is they can do deity worship regularly at home actually. For us, I would say, like, you know, sometimes our devotees, even though we have become a devotee, sometimes we also face the same problem. And we are not staying at home, or we are not doing any outside activities, that we are working outside, we can offer our result to the Lord. So karma arpan is there. For the devotees, it is not actually like that. So what the devotee can do? I would say devotee, they can engage themselves in deity worship. They can keep deity at home and take guidance from a senior devotee how to take care of the deities. And they should do that. Cook for them, feed them nicely, dress up them nicely, and follow this archan process. That will definitely kill this enemy.
So you mean have to do deity worship at home?
Huh?
Have to do the one has to do deity worship regularly at home.
Yeah, I think yes. That deity worship will help. I think so. Yes, Prabhupada is recommending that. If we face, like you see, what happens is, very important thing is, we know, at least if we have some enemies actually hunting us from behind, instead of being frustrated by the hunt of the enemy, we should be very much intelligent to look at the enemy. Oh, he is the enemy. So how to get a right weapon to defeat this enemy, so that this enemy will never show up again in my life. So here in this case, particularly, Narottam Das Thakur is saying, Kam Krishna Karma Arpane. Whatever you do, you just do for Krishna. Our day begins with Krishna. So while giving up our bed, we pray to the Lord, pray to our Gurudev. Even before touching the ground, we pray to Bhumi Devi. Then in this way, for the whole day, you are prepared to be with the Lord, to offer your activities, whatever you do, because you are thinking, now I am going to place my feet in the ground, who is actually serving, who is a service, who is a servitor of the Lord. How? Oh, see, this Bhumi Devi, she created such a beautiful atmosphere in Vrindavan to facilitate Krishna to perform his Vrindavan pastime. She is so great. Oh, I am going to place my feet on her. So let me offer my obeisances to her. So in that way, you are offering yourself to him already. So in that way, then, you know, after chanting, time is there. Just we spend some time with sweet mood. Don't worry about your enemy. What the enemy is going to do? Just, you know, do some arjan to the deity, then cook for the deity. Offering your karma, actually, you are in that way. Whatever you do, you are doing for him only. Then that will help us, I think, if we can follow that.
What you said is the intelligence can control the mind. What about when time the mind is not controlled by the intelligence? So what can be done?
What the mind?
Cannot be controlled by the intelligence. So
actually, as far as I understand, if we want to control our mind by our own endeavor without depending on the Lord, it will not be possible. Maybe for some time it is, for a while. Like Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, you can ask me, say, oh, how is it not possible that you cannot? Yes, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, buddhya visuddhaya yuktya rityatmanam niyamya cha sabdadin visayan tyakva ragot besor vedasya cha vivitta se videshitvam. So all the vivitta se vilabhasi jato bakkaya manaso. Here something is explained about the personal endeavor. But at the end, he says that after you come to this Brahmabhuta platform, then unless you attend service, then only you can attend service. Means you are always seeking the shelter of the devotees and the Lord. What Lord has instructed me. So yes, you can definitely try, like according to our situation. When I am chanting, my mind is going away. I bring my mind back. I forcefully do that, actually. Yes, we can do that. But for what? To release this nectar. At the same time, I am thinking, oh, this holy name of the Lord, it is so nectarian. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. This is Rasa Vigraha. This is an embodiment of Rasa. But my mind is so stubborn. I am so troubled by all these enemies. It cannot release this Rasa Vigraha. Then mind will slowly listen for some time. And at the same time, we have to remember, my Gurudev also said, that if I chant like this, this holy name can give me perfection. I should have this conviction, has to be there. So, two things we have to do. We cannot just simply remain dependent on the mercy of the Lord, then go to sleep, become a lazy. Neither nor we just, you know, try hard and hard and hard and hard until we get frustrated without being dependent on the mercy of the Lord. Two things has to be there. Mother Yashoda, she was trying. At the same time, when there was the mercy of the Lord, then he was bound. Lord is bound by the devotees. Two things are required: our endeavor and his mercy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.